This is Hot Business, and it is time for the View from the Market. Today, we are speaking to Simon Brown, the founder of Just One Lap, to give us a bit of insights as to what happened on the markets today. Simon, I wish we had more time to speak, to be honest, because a lot has been happening, and we're not really going to be able to cover it all, but we're definitely going to try. So at least markets, I guess, a bit more robust today than what was anticipated this whole week, really, so far.
Actually, I agree on that. I mean, yesterday as well. I mean, the dawn of low yesterday, Monday, and then sort of clawed our way up during the day. And again, today, it's not as bad a day as perhaps one would expect. We were mostly green for the day, a bit of selling as the U.S. opened, but we've managed to eke out a slight green open. And this while the U.S. has also managed to pull itself into green territory. And I think to your point, I think we were expecting a much rougher week. But, you know, we'll take green, even if it's only modest. I mean, top 40 is up, the all shares up a fifth of a percent. Not a lot, but we'll grab it at both ends.
Yeah, take the green while it comes. And then I got two things that I want to say. One, wow, Thungela Resources. It's mad. 171.69 is the close.
There's just no stopping that. I mean, this is an all-time closing high, and the stock just doesn't stop. And I imagine that every day you open the news, something comes out of Europe around energy, and it's never good. Nord Stream 1 is still shut. The Russians are saying, well, it's going to explode. We can't open it. We need Siemens out of Canada to come and repair it. And Siemens out of Canada are saying, but hold on, you're Russia. We're sanctioning you. We can't do that. At some point, some gas might flow, but you know, all the energy crises that are happening in Europe play straight into Thungela. You're obviously exporting as much coal as they can, the constraint, of course, being Transnet.
Yeah. And on the complete opposite end of the scale, ShopRite getting absolutely smashed, 7.5% down today.
Yeah, you know, when I first read through those results, they came out before they opened. I mean, you know, earnings up 10%, that didn't seem so bad for me. That was kind of, yeah, okay, 10% not a big number. But if you consider they had one less trading week, they also had the riots in July. Of course, these are for the year to end June, so it included those riots, which happened July last year, predominantly in KZN. I think the concern perhaps is that this is not a cheap share. You know, PE of around 20, dividend yield a little over 2%. You know, neither of those suggest this is a massively cheap stock. I still think it's absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, the best food retailer in South Africa. Critically, perhaps globally. I mean, their trading margin, operating margin for South Africa, 6.8%, is fully, you know, more than three times its global peers. But maybe the concern is, well, 6.8% top of the range, perhaps there's some downside. But, you know, I would never bet against ShopRite. Core holding in my portfolio, and when I see weakness in it, I wasn't buying today, but if it continues on lower, I'm usually a buyer.
Yeah, if it gets down to maybe $200, it might be worth picking up a little bit there. And yeah, that's not so far away.
It was yesterday. It's not so far today. Yeah. The 200 is definitely the level that I got my eye on, maybe the sort of 195 level. I'd pick up some. As I said, it's a core holding. People are always going to be eating. ShopRite just delivers. You know, 27 million of their extra savings card. That's one in two South Africans, including the kids. They don't break out the 60-60 numbers, but, I mean, we know that 60-60 is an absolute runaway success and way ahead of competing products from the other brands.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't even tried any of the other brands. 60-60 was the first one I tried, and it is amazing. So I agree.
Yeah, it just works. And I mean, you know, they've literally got food to me once in 21 minutes. The Pick and Pay, the Woolies, I mean, there's about, but 60-60 just works. And they're entrenched in the mind of the shopper across the different points. You know, they've got their low LSM, mid LSM, high LSM, and they've got that mind share of, you know, they are cheap. They offer good value at good prices. And that is an enviable position for any retailer to be in.
Okay, all right. And then I would quickly want to move on to the UK. So two things, really. One, it's nice to see that there's a woman in charge. Eh? It shows that maybe the world is not as misogynistic as we thought, number one. Number two, just let's unpack this $180 billion. It's not stimulus, but it is stimulus. I don't know what they're capping the energy prices that the consumer will pay. So households, their electricity prices won't go up anymore. And they estimate that over the next 18 months, that's going to cost the government £180 billion. And the government's going to have to print that money.
The government's going to have to print the money. And in that sense, it absolutely is stimulus. Of course, it doesn't go into the pockets of consumers in the United Kingdom. What it does do is they pay less out at this point. But the UK consumer is under so much pressure. I mean, I know people in London who've moved and their power bill's gone up three and a half times. Inflation is expected to get somewhere between sort of mid-teens to perhaps even the low 20s. So I think it is, it's not going to be necessarily as inflationary as we saw with perhaps the COVID grants, which absolutely money directly into the pocket of people who then spent it, but it is a lot of printing from government. And the question is, where did they get it? Liz Truss has also said she wants to lower taxes. On the one hand, spending an extra $180 billion. On the other hand, lowering taxes, the math doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't quite add up. Simon, thank you very much for your time tonight. Simon Brown is the founder of JustOneLap.com. Go and have a look, financial education at its best. Thank you very much for your time, Si. Have a good evening.